Oh, your eyes aren't playing tricks on you, video viewer. I've moved my phone mount to the other side of the car. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a Greg Way in the Car. Me, Greg, driving to work, as usual. Shout out to me, fucking not getting a Greg Way done yesterday. You know I'm always good for it. You know I'll always make it up to you on the back end. But it was one of those days. Came in, emails, Games Daily. Games Daily ends. What the fuck did I do after Games Daily? Oh, I had to film this thing for Nick. Then I ate some lunch. Then it was some emails. Then it was meetings with Bless. Then it was Gamescast. Then it was Kind of Feudy. And then before you know it, I'm on the road going home. Didn't get a Greg Way done. I apologize. Big day today. The one, the only, kind of funny best friend himself, Jack Quaid. Now I can say it because the strike's over. From The Boys. From My Adventures with Superman. From Scream. Coming into the office to stream some games with us. We're very excited. Jack hasn't seen the studio. So that's exciting. And honestly, yeah, as many times Jack's ever been with us in person, has he? It's always been a video call, so that's exciting. That's fun. Nice to have him in San Francisco. I've begun playing Redacted. Can't tell you about that. If you watch today's Gamescast, I talk about Alan Wake. And I say, you know, I will continue to play Alan Wake Remastered, hopefully have it beaten by Alan Wake 2, but I have to worry about the next round of reviews. And they're here. They're happening. Reviews on me. So I'll play that right now. I'll talk about that one day. That's exciting. Threw my Ghostbuster magnets on the car. It's Halloween season. I figured why not deck out the Ecto-1. Let it ride out that way. So I'm driving in like that today. Alan Wake 2, man. I'm seeing glowing impressions from everybody, which makes me so happy because I'm very excited to play that. And I see Brittany talking about it. I see Jeff talking about it. I see everybody walking away. I think it's like Huber, or Easy Allies in general, being very positive. I mean, can't wait to play that. Really, not bummed, but like in the grand scheme of things, you know what I mean? Like, but it sucks that I didn't get to... My vacation was awesome. I'm happy I took the vacation. Shout out to me and a vacation. Sucks that I had to miss the preview, though. You know what I mean? Not like sucks, but like, dang it. Would like to actually have gotten hands on the stakes. But now it just makes the wait for October 27th all the better. October 26th? 27th, I think. But it doesn't matter. The week after Spider-Man. What else is happening in the world today that I want to tell you about? Gave my neighbor an Xbox. I like trying to pay it forward, you know? I remember being on the outside, both just being a normal person, consuming IGN and GameSpot and, you know, video game podcasts and how much it sucked to save up for something and do something. And then even I remember when I started at IGN, it was much harder to get hardware and things like that, and yada, yada, yada. So take you back a few months ago, maybe even a year ago, I don't know. But whatever, I'm at a barbecue, neighborhood barbecue out there. Benny's running around doing his little thing. I'm hanging out talking to the neighbors. Talking to one of the neighbors, you know, you talk about what you do. I do this video games. I talk about them. I make podcasts and stuff. Sometimes I dress up as Ronald McDonald or the Nun. And he's like, oh, video games, that's cool. I like Bethesda games. I'm like, holy shit, like, that's not something you hear, like, from the commoners, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, I talk about Bethesda games to you guys all the time. You talk to me about Bethesda games all the time. I don't hear somebody at a neighborhood barbecue talking about Bethesda games. I'm like, oh, that's fucking sick, man. Are you excited for Starfield? And he was like, I forget if he knew about it or not about it, but we talked about it. But basically, the synopsis of the story we get to is, oh, yeah, but, like, I don't only have a PlayStation. I have a PS4. So I don't, and I'm not going to buy a new unit or anything for that. And I think I probably pushed the, oh, Xbox Cloud Streaming bullshit. But, like, you know, he's a normie. He's not biting on that. So Xbox has been sending us a lot of Xboxes lately. The, you know, the black one I'm using, the Xbox One S terabyte one. We just got a Party Animals one that I still need to post about. And I asked around. I'm like, hey, anybody else want, do we need another Xbox in the here? You know, we can give it away. We can do whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'll give it to my neighbor. This guy's a Bethesda fan. I'll go do that. So I went and gave it to him today. He was very excited to play Starfield. And I'll tell you what. This is a good point to talk about. Starfield. What a fucking game. I know it's divisive. There's plenty of reasons to have gripes with it. I know it doesn't hit for most people. Yada, yada, yada. I fucking love that game. And I say that I love that game with full disclosure of I have not played that game since before vacation. You know, I went and did Cyberpunk on my trip. I was reviewing Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty when I was up in Canada. So, like, the photo of me playing Starfield on the plane was actually bullshit. I lied to you. Because as soon as Jen took the photo of me, I turned off Starfield and I put back on Phantom Liberty with the X screen and all that jazz. But I can't get Starfield off the fucking brain. And like, I've moved on to several, you know, I reviewed Cyberpunk. I started playing Alan Wake Remastered for background for my Alan Wake 2 review. Started on Redacted for a review. Like, I'm games away now from Starfield. I'm just like, fuck, I want to play Starfield. I really want, I'm sure, you know, many of you are like, I fucking can't stand Starfield. I didn't enjoy it. Some of you are like, it's fine. I don't know what it is. It's just a game that got me. That's a Bethesda game that got me. You know what I mean? I love Bethesda games for all their warts. And that is such a game of like, goddamn, I left Becky Lynch now, what, on New Game Plus 5, I believe it is, in the perfect position. And so it's like a reward that I need to get back to. When will I get back to it? Who the fuck knows? But I could honestly see that being a game that, like, I get back, you know, when we finally get on the other side of everything, come November, December, whatever it'll be, whether is it something pressing, and my Game of the Year stuff is taken care of. Because, I, you know, do I need to beat Zelda? Probably. But, but again, like, I've talked about Zelda, I want to do, like, I'm just going to push through for the main objective now. I've done enough side stuff. I've done all the goofy shit. I should just go do the story and be done with it. Because I got this... So I'm going to a funeral, like I told you guys, tomorrow. So I'm in an airplane tomorrow and then an airplane again on Friday, right? And so I have a big decision to make, which is, do I do the job thing and toss my Switch in the bag so that I can play more Zelda, which I love. I love Zelda. I'm not trying to talk shit about Zelda. So I could maybe start Metroid Prime so that I could play any number of indies that have come to this, that I've asked for a Switch code and loaded up on a Switch and not done it. Or do I pack the Xbox Series S and the X screen and play some Starfield on the plane? And that, this is the thing about it too, is like, I'll tell you, the rational answer is toss the Switch in the bag, Greg. Do not be a fucking idiot. Because not only do I have work to do on the Switch, more things to do, more things to touch, yada, yada, yada. It's the idea that, like, I'm not, this is not a fun trip. This will not be a trip with downtime. I am coming in for a, I am flying out at 5 in the fucking morning tomorrow. Oh, the guy's crossing the crosswalk. I want to let him know I'm cool. Yeah, I'm cool, bro. Don't worry. You go for it. No problem. He didn't acknowledge me, but he shouldn't have to. I mean, everybody should stop. We did, but whatever. Anyways, not a fun trip. Going for this funeral. Going for a wake and a funeral, right? So it's like literally I'm flying out tomorrow at 5 in the fucking morning, which means I will sleep on the plane. I will be zonked out on the plane. It's got a connection, which I fucking hate, but there's no directs. So go make the connection. Probably that second flight I'll be awake, but what am I talking about? At that point, I'm awake an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours on a plane. What, it doesn't fucking matter. I haven't looked at the numbers. I honestly don't know. And so then it's like, okay, in that hour and a half, am I going to break out the X screen and put it up and do the thing and then play, again, an hour and a half of Starfield and then put it away when we land? I land right to the hotel, drop the bags into the suit, go to the wake, leave the wake. There's going to be a bunch of friends and family at this thing. I'm not going to go home and play video games. I'm going to go hang out with them. Go to bed. Wake up. Go to the funeral. Finish the funeral. I'm sure there's some luncheon or something like that afterwards. Finish that. Go to the hotel. Grab my bags. Go to the airport. Get on the plane. Fly home. Again, with a connection. And then come home to Benny and zonk out. Like, so I have two flights. Or I guess technically I have four flights if you count the connections, right? I would argue I can't stay awake on planes generally. So I'd say two of those four flights I will be awake on for. So is it worth bringing... And the Xbox Series S and the X screen are small, so it's not like it's that big of a deal. So I guess it's really six, but it's like, I'm not an idiot. Like, the battery-powered Switch is less movement at my seat, less little hurdles, I guess, even though they're not real hurdles, right? Of tossing that shit in to be ready to go. But it just seems... And so here's the other ridiculous part of it, right? Is like... So again, we're talking about all in all, what, two flights? So like, let's say as soon as let's say I'm getting 4 hours of game time on anything I'm playing. Is it worth starting something new, like Metroid Prime, is it worth jumping back into Zelda for X amount of time and then that not even be serious? Because that wouldn't be me actually being like, I'm committing and I'm going through and I'm beating the story now. Because it would be, I play 4 hours of Zelda and then I'm going to come back and it's going to be the reviews I have on my plate right now. So does it make more sense to bring Starfield, a game I'm already invested in, that I'm going to be able to put down and walk away from no problem, or bring the Switch and play a bunch of stuff that's not, I'm probably going to bring a fucking Starfield. You know what I mean? Children of the Sky! I can't stop listening to that fucking song either by Imagine Dragons. I'm fucking crazy. I'm Starfield crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm at the office. I got work to do. It's been a pleasure catching up with you. My last Greg Way for the week. I will talk to the team about getting someone to do Greg Way's for you on Thursday and Friday. But if they forget, then I'll just give you a super long one when I get back. But shit, that'll be the end of the month, won't it? We'll figure this out. Also, now that I've moved this, what a terrible camera angle for me. Look at this. Like, what is this? Like, I don't have body dysmorphia, as the people say. I know what I got and what I don't got, but this is not a good angle. We're going to have to work on this. Is it? What if I angled it that? No. Yeah, that's bad. I mean, still, I look better in that than I do. Maybe if I brought it down a thing. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Ways are worth figure everything. I look at the acne on my face, too. Look at it. I didn't brush my teeth yet today, either. Falling apart, ladies and gentlemen. This is 40.